Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for anyone watching this video. Hope you're doing well. I just pray your continued strength in the Lord, that you continue to grow. I just pray that you know, first and foremost, that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Please continue to pray. I hope everything is going well, and through your times of adversity, I just pray that you go back to basics. You remember that He is our foundation, that faith is our foundation, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, so that no matter what it is that you're going through, you remember that He is bigger than any situation, that He is greater than any situation, than anything that you can endure. He is greater than that. And not only is He your strength when you feel weak, not only is He your comfort when you have sorrow, He is also your joy. He is also your light. He is also your blessing. That's why He can give us exceedingly abundantly beyond what we could ask or think. That's why He will give us the desires of our heart, because He created our heart. Because He created us. He knows what we want. He knows what we need before we will even think to ask for it. He knows what we are going to say. He knows all. The word says, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And how is He inside of us? When we give our life to Christ, His Spirit, we receive His Spirit, and it goes inside of us, and we carry the Spirit of God inside of us for as long as we stay saved, living for God. Even when we don't feel something sometimes, even when we slip up and we mess up, the Spirit of God is still inside of us. His presence is still with us and next to us, and He has already gone before us to correct our mistakes, to correct our paths, and to deliver us out of these situations and snares. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. There is no outside force, no outside circumstance, no outside anything that can stop us, that can separate us, that can stop God. And those who watch this, those who support, those who believe in the faith, you are chosen by God. He is with you. He is with you. And those who haven't accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, He will become a part of you if you let Him. He will be there for you if you let Him. He loves you with an everlasting love. He loved you so much, He died for you. Understand that sin and death was brought into the world, and it was not your fault. But He became the solution. He said, I would lay down my life for you and 3 days later take it up again. I would fix the sin issue. And now all you have to do is believe in me. All you have to do now is follow me. All you have to do now is stand with me. It won't be easy. You will make mistakes. But my grace and my mercy will always be upon you. So for those who do not know the Lord, I encourage you. Get to know Him. I encourage you, call Him out. Ask for God to show up, and He will. As always, please like, share, subscribe, support the podcast. I hope you guys have been appreciating the music that has been released on this channel. It's going to be so much more to come. There's so many more things happening with this channel. I hope you're having a blessed week. As of right now, it's Wednesday, October 18th. 2023. I hope you've had a blessed week so far, and I hope the latter part of your week is also blessed. Please send me your prayer requests. And remind yourself, do yourself a favor, and put yourself in situations where you can dwell on all the good things that God has given you. Even if you feel like there's only one or two things, dwell on that. Think of the good things that the Lord has done. And encourage yourself to believe that more good things will come. Don't let your situation throw you into despair. in a permanent despair. We all have emotions. We all have feelings. We all freak out sometimes. And all that's okay, as long as you're not, you know, sinning while you're doing it. But all that is okay. So don't let your circumstances keep you messed up. It's okay to mess up. Don't let it keep you messed up. You know better. You can do better. And you will do better because the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves that the Lord is with us. That, yeah, I'm going through this situation and it's tough, but God is with me. And God has been with his children from the beginning until we meet him in glory, until he comes back and takes us. He's always going to be there with you. He's always going to be there for you. He is your eternal strength, your eternal guardian. He loves you with an everlasting love. And I'm saying all this because we need to remember to encourage ourselves. We need to remember to encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ, our leaders, those that we lead. So many words get spewed throughout the day, words of negativity, words of doubt, words of distrust. How often do we spend just encouraging one another? And I encourage you, if you're watching this, just to reach out to someone you know and just send them encouragement, because we all need it. We all need it. If you're watching this, no, yeah, I don't know you, but I love you because Jesus loves you and he loves me. So if I'm worthy of his love, you're worthy of his love. If I'm worthy of his blessings and protection, you're worthy of his blessings and protection. Who am I that I should be separate from what happens in life and receive the benefits and you don't get that as well? You're just as important as I am, and you matter just as much because he says so. Not me. I'm not the final authority. He is. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And the same God that is inside of me is inside of each and every one of his believers. And he would love to be inside your heart as well if you are not a believer. That's all for today. And as always, let's end in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that we continually grow and stay steadfast in you, that we continually encourage ourselves and remind ourselves that you are the answer, that you are the end game, that you set our paths, and that you are with us no matter what. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment shall be condemned, because you are with us, because we are yours, Father. And we will always be yours, Lord God. And you will always be ours, Father, because you love us. You died for us. And I just pray that you touch the hearts of those watching this and draw more people unto you, Lord God. Let all souls feel your love, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for listening.